Speaking of basketball, we've got another basketball star coming our way now. Gary Douglas of Kennedy Christian fame back in the day joins us as he is another inductee of the 2019 Mercer County Hall of Fame. Welcome, Gary. Glad to have you.
Thanks, Mark. How you doing, boy?
Hey, we're talking about winning plays. You were a guy that won a lot of plays in your day, every possession. I don't know if there was a guy that fought and battled as much as you did in your career.
Thank you. I appreciate
you. You're not the tallest guy. You weren't the fastest, but boy, that's you had short. a heck of a time, didn't you?
Yeah, and that's why something like this is so fun. I mean, looking back, that's what you think of. From being a little kid, going with my dad in the St. Joe's gym. He coached St. Joe's. That's all I ever wanted to do. You know, emulated those guys, watched them, tried to run with them, tried to be with them, be like them, and just always wanted to work hard and be as good as I could be at it, man. It was a lot of fun, a lot of great memories.
And it's also a sign of my age because Gary's, I think, the first guy tonight that I actually covered his games back in your day, and I had some very fond memories. Just when you think about Kennedy back in your time, what memories jump out at you?
Obviously, the state championships. In my time, I was on a team that won one, and my senior year, the big controversial call that everybody knows about. But thinking of Kennedy, like, that was really when things were rolling. When I was in 7th, 8th grade, that was their first state title. Matt Yo and Mancino and Hoover and all those guys. And it was just a great springboard to want to go in there and play for Coach Rotino and just learn his system. He was just starting out, too. It was kind of the beginning of everything. And just the trips, the playoffs. I think about the playoffs a lot. It was exciting. We always said playoffs had a different smell. You go through the regular season, you walk into gyms, you could just smell the playoffs. And that was fun every year, just playing, trying to make that trip to Hershey.
Yeah, back in your day when you played for Coach Rotino, such a system-oriented, the motion offense, pass it, cut. You guys could run that so very well that you would almost to a point lull a team to sleep and then bang, somebody backdoor for a layup, or boom, somebody hits a long jumper. And it really was, from a basketball fan standpoint, a pleasure to watch. It's nothing like you watch basketball today.
It sure
where
there's
1,001 and somebody is letting it go. They don't even know sometimes there's other players on the floor. That system, everybody touched the ball multiple times in every possession, and everybody had a role on every possession, which was amazing, but so well run and driven. Maybe you averaged in the teens. If you played today, what do you think? 20, 30 points a game with your abilities?
I'd like to think
so. What do you think? You know, with your shooting ability and what you could have done. But you know, talk about playing in a system like that with where everybody was so highly involved in every possession.
You know, it's funny because I think it would still work. No one has the time or patience for it anymore. I mean, you see some teams, like I watch teams around here. There's some teams that run good sets. But that took running that system and running it right. Took hours of practice, summers, and trust in each other. And that's what it boiled down to. You really had to believe in one another, and you had to trust the guys on the court. And once you played with someone for so long, it was just like second nature running that offense. And, yeah, it was fun beating teams that you knew were better than you, maybe more talented than you, and you just beat them back, backdoor, beat them to death.
They couldn't stop that, and they get so frustrated. And then I think it sped up the other team on the other end to shoot quickly because they were so tired of playing defense on the other end.
For sure, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to play in, and all my teammates. It was a lot of great memories.
Now you were part of the as you said, one of the most infamous endings to a state championship game of all time. When you think about that game, that moment, that ending, what comes to your mind first?
Just disappointment. I mean, it's funny, you still think about it. You can see it like it was yesterday. It was disappointing. It's kind of surreal even thinking about it. Like, I think back on it, how it happened, and thought we had a timeout, and they called a technical on our bench,
and Coach Fotino wanted you to come in front of it, if I remember correctly, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was pointing to you to go in front of the bench and call timeout.
I did. I called timeout. I got over half court and called timeout. And the referee I was facing put his hand up, gave us a timeout. We're going to the bench. I'm clapping, and someone said there's a technical. We thought it was we all thought it was on their team. We had no idea. And then they come running over and pointed at our bench and called a technical. And that was that.
And, you know, back in the day, coach was not allowed off the bench, unlike today where coaches roam the sideline in that technicality and then, you know, on and on from there. But certainly a tough situation in that moment in your career. But how do you go from that? What, you know, when you think about it, I know you still think about it today. in career basketball or anything else that you've done, how does that moment help you move on?
You know, you have to look at it. You can dwell on it. You can be bummed about it. But we were in a position to be there. I mean, there's only two teams in the state that got there. You know what I mean? And you grow from it. You can't. That's just one of those things in life you kind of got to get over. I don't know if you really ever get over it.
No.
But you had to move on from it and get on with things. But it stung for a long time. It did.
I remember the comeback that game.
We were down.
You guys were down big that game, and it was a frantic comeback to get back into it and eventually take the lead. So that was one of my memories. I thought Kennedy was out of it, and then you guys came back and almost.
Yeah, we played a horrible first half.
Horrible first half.
Yeah, there were some choice words at halftime that game.
I can only imagine.
No, none of that. But on from Kennedy, and then from there, where'd your career take you?
I went to Gannon. I played basketball at Gannon for. I played 3 years. I hurt my back my junior year. Played Division II. Started my freshman year, and then kind of tailed off. Got recruited over my sophomore year, but I played my sophomore and junior year, and I think I enjoyed high school a lot more than I did college playing basketball. Kind of, you know, you work so hard for something, and then getting college, knew it wasn't going pro.
Right.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean, so and then got into college and things. Got interested in other things, but I enjoyed my time at Gannon. It was a good time. Played for Coach Duquette up there.
No regrets about that at all.
No,
obviously.
No.
And you move on in your life. We talked a little bit about your high school days. Who was your role model growing up, even before high school, in Sharon?
When I was a little kid, it was Jack Mansell, believe it or not. I don't know if you guys remember.
I remember
that.
Jack.
Oh, yeah.
He was inducted here.
Yeah, I used to go to the games with my dad and up at Sharon. I loved watching Jack play, and he went to Georgia Tech. He sent me his clothing bag. I used to carry my clothes around it and stuff. So, yeah, Jack was my...
You did not play the same position. He was about 6'7".
Yeah,
he played the big guy in there, and
yeah.
You were a point guard type, but still certainly. When you see somebody like that, a Jack Mansell, who went on to play college ball and had great success, does that inspire you to say, hey, I want to match that or I even want to do better?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone from around here, like the guys at Kennedy, Matt Yobe, I wanted to be like Matt. He was the first state title. He played guard. He went on to South Florida to play. Absolutely. You look at those guys, and that's who you want to be when you're a little kid. You look for guys around here that are kind of your heroes, and that it definitely motivates you.
And how about Leo Nadal? What a special young man he was.
Oh, Leo, I still keep in contact with Leo. Yeah. What a great guy Leo was. He went to St. Francis and then ended up coming to Gannon when Coach Barron left. He left there, and then Leo transferred. He ended up having a great career at Gannon.
For the folks out there that don't know what you're doing now for a living, and talk about that and your family as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm married. I have a great wife, Cassie, and I have two kids. My daughter Abby's 13, and my son's Derek's 11. They're both pretty athletic. They like sports. My daughter's a runner. She loves cross country. Derek plays basketball and baseball, plays flag football. I'm blessed with a great family.
All right, absolutely. On a grading scale of A, B, C, D, E, or F, how would you grade yourself as a parent? Watching your kids perform in the stands.
Ooh.
A would be the best parent ever, like me. Or
No, that's don't go. Right.
Oh, you
not
mean watching them play?
Yeah,
just watching.
Play.
When
yeah.
you sit back, and you're in the stands, you're not coaching.
Right
just
now,
in the stands.
Probably a solid C. I was probably lower than that when it first started, but over the years, yeah, I'm learning how to keep biting my tongue.
You're actually moving up to a C then.
Yeah,
I think I'm
probably a C now.
They play basketball? Did you say that?
Yeah, my son does.
Son played basketball.
Now, how was that?
I actually, right now, I coach him.
Okay.
So
oh, boy.
So you can't grade that because you can do,
right.
You know, you're coaching. That's totally different.
You run a lot of motion.
And you know what? I do agree with you. That could still work today.
It yes.
absolutely could still work. But I also agree, nobody has the patience for that. We called a game not too long ago. We called a game Franklin was playing. They ran the motion offense. They threw the ball out of bounds 5 times.
Right.
Running the motion because the guy went back door and the guy threw it, didn't know. They didn't have that trust. They'd have... When you guys played that never happened.
Yeah,
that never happened. Like, nobody went back door and the ball went out of bounds. And all the other teams tried to figure out, how do you know when they're going back door? How do you know? What's their keys? And they just,
yeah,
you just knew.
It got to be just like a look after a while.
Yeah,
you didn't
it was like,
think about
and,
it.
And, that's, and it looked like that. And it was like that. It was that good. It was that good.
It's amazing how much the game has changed now, though. I watched... Just watching the pros, watching Golden State the other night, it was like 148 to 142 final. I mean, it's just come down and chuck it.
And it was, I think, Houston the other night shot 73s in the game.
Yeah, right. It's
which
totally
is, which is unbelievable. Now, yeah. correct me if I'm wrong, but Sharpsville, your biggest rival back in your day when you played for a couple of those years?
Sharpsville was a big, big rival. My senior year was West Middlesex with Ricky.
That's right.
Ladovich. We were both, we went down there. We were both undefeated.
15-0. One of the biggest games of my career.
Oh, yeah, they had it on closed circuit TV.
It was closed
down
circuit.
There. Yeah, but our senior year, that was a battle, West Middlesex.
And they were double A. You guys were single A. So that was, but that, I remember that was one of the all-time great games.
It was fun. It was fun playing with him. I ran into Ricky the other day we were talking about. He was great to compete against.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Brad and Chad, all them guys. It was a lot of fun.
No question about that. What's next? As you're getting into your coaching now, any other aspirations of moving up coaching, or are you just happy to
No, I enjoy. I really enjoy coaching young kids. As my son moves along, I'll stay with the young kids. I enjoy teaching at that age. I don't know if I'd have the patience. I tell Zach Sarver all the time, like, I don't know how you do it. It's just, you got to have a lot of patience, and he does a really good job at sharing. But I enjoy helping out with the young kids, teaching the fundamentals, stuff like that.
Now, you know, Gary is a answer to a trivia question.
All right, give me the question. Let's see if we can get it. I know the answer. This is pretty easy.
This past summer, I had the greatest shot of my life on a golf course, and there was two people that were on the hole before me, heard me screaming. It was Gary and his son.
His first double eagle.
First double eagle. So right. It was my only witness. It was David and Gary. At least he heard me screaming. I assume.
Oh, yeah. You were coming because we were on the hole. We were right behind you.
Yeah, you're right behind me. So
congratulations
on
you.
That.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, Gary, congratulations on tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's really cool to see this.
This is a great honor. And it's a lot of fun. Thanks for having
me. Enjoy the evening and soak it up.
All right. Gary Douglas.
Thanks, Gary.
2019 member of the Mercer County Hall of Fame.